From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Columbia City Council approved $484 million in spending for its 2020 fiscal year budget at its meeting last night. The budget's projected revenue is $455 million. The council heard and adopted 10 additional amendments before voting yes on the finalized budget. These amendments included appropriating almost $150,000 of state revenue from the Missouri Department of Transportation to a Columbia Regional Airport reconstruction project and accepting a grant for additional firefighters. During the council's September 3rd meeting, it heard and decided on an additional 132 amendments to the budget. City Manager John Glasscock said tying up some of the loose ends in the budget is important no matter how long it may take.
I know it's been an extraordinary long process for amendments, but cleaning up a lot of items and trying to get everything in the budget, it's been a long time, I understand.
The council voted 6-0 to approve the budget. Councilmember Ian Thomas was not present. A marketing campaign to curb vaping among teenagers is about to launch with an emphasis on healthy lifestyles. The campaign, called Stand Up for Your Own Health, is a joint venture between Columbia Public Schools and Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services Department. The campaign is funded through a grant from the county. The nonprofit organization that runs Goodwill Thrift Stores is opening a high school for adults in Columbia. The organization is scheduled to launch a school called the Goodwill Excel Center next month. It will allow residents 21 or older to earn a high school diploma for free, as well as offer life coaching and workplace certification. The school will be the fourth Excel Center to open in Missouri, joining locations in St. Louis, Springfield, and Poplar Bluff. Mike Reynolds is the former superintendent of Glasgow School District and will be the school's director. He says the Excel Center will be more than just a repeat of high school for adult students.
This is a team that's setting aside their time to help them get those credits they need, and just as importantly, get them the job skills they need to get into the world and be a productive member of our society.
The Goodwill Excel Center will be located at 101 North 4th Street. The first eight-week term is set to start on October 28th. There may be a ceasefire, but the economic border war in the Kansas City area isn't exactly over. The Kansas City Star reports that Missouri officials plan to award $62 million in incentives to an Overland Park, Kansas-based financial firm. The incentives are through the Missouri Works Program, which offers payroll tax withholdings or tax credits in exchange for growing or retaining jobs. The announcement comes a month after Kansas and Missouri governors celebrated an end to the use of tax incentives to lure companies across the state line. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.